Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me as we take a look at Saturn in Aquarius energies that will be unfolding starting in March 2020 until March 2023. This is part two on the topic, as I did another episode for you talking more about some channeled messages and some broader understandings of this energy. In this episode, we're going to dive into some more particulars of Saturn in Aquarius, specific themes that will be coming up over the next 3 years, as well as what to be aware of in your own chart. So I'm going to go through what it means if you have certain planets in certain astrological signs and how this Saturn in Aquarius energy will be working with you. So thank you for joining me. I hope that this show provides you with some understanding of the energies that Saturn will be solidifying for us, what we'll be learning, how we'll be making important choices, and also taking on responsibilities. Saturn is the energy of responsibility. It's how we tend to our physical reality, our daily life, and what we need to do to show up in the world. Saturn has been in Capricorn for 3 years, and as we know, it's been a very intense journey through Capricorn. Saturn is strong in Capricorn as it rules that 10th sign, but Saturn is also the co-ruler of Aquarius. Before Uranus was discovered, Saturn was believed to be the ruler of Aquarius, so it's actually still in its home turf as it moves from Capricorn into Aquarius. And this is important to note because this is where we're taking what we have learned and gained through the real-world tests of Saturn in Capricorn and moving it forward. Astrology is a progression of energies. As the planets move from one astrological sign to the next, there isn't a definitive start and stop between the energies. It's more of a progression of transitioning into new areas of life, new themes, new lessons, and new opportunities. So with Saturn in Capricorn, we've had to really get clear on a purpose in life. What matters to you now? Where are you feeling satisfaction in your job, profession, your place in the world? Typically, it shows up as a lack of satisfaction and perhaps an understanding of what is complete for you, what no longer interests you, and where you want to go next. The Capricorn energy is how we show up in the world in a public manner. It's how other people know us and how they identify us. It does pertain to not only our job, but just our status in the world. And Saturn in Capricorn has been making some things really clear to us around the areas of life that we are needing to take responsibility for. And I see it as the mastery, a sense of mastery over how far you've come, what you've committed to, what you've dedicated yourself to, you put in the time, energy, and effort, and how is that working for you? Saturn will test what works, and it will test it in a way that will give you some new choice points to make. And these are typically things that you can't deny. There are things that show up in front of us that we have to take care of, we have to deal with, we have to be mature, we have to be responsible. So Saturn in Capricorn has been requiring us to look at the broader spectrum of our lives, what energies we are aware of in ourselves that have created our life as it is right now. That's part of the reality check of Saturn, is that it says, okay, you've come this far, and look what it's created. You know, Saturn is also about manifestation. It's what you have manifested in your life thus far, what you have manifested in your world that ultimately you are responsible for, because it is your journey and your path that's led you here. So the Capricorn energy takes stock. It assesses, it recognizes what has been earned along the way. It understands what goals have been achieved, as well as where you want to go next. What's the next goal, the next ambition, the next mountain to climb, so to speak. And so as Saturn moves into Aquarius, we have some new themes opening up in our lives about where we're going in the future. And in order to get to the future, however, we have to be very aware of where we are in the present and what the reality is of our life right now. And what the general vision or outlook might be for what you want to do next. I feel this as an energy of clarity, as helping you understand a new path, a new vision, helping you see perhaps a new dream that wasn't available to you before, but perhaps strongly resonates or strongly calls to you now. It's the energy of how are you going to spend your time on this planet? And after all of the focal point of Capricorn energies that we've had over the past number of years, Saturn in Aquarius gives us an opportunity to see with a higher vision, to see a higher understanding of it all. Aquarius is the 11th sign in the zodiac. It is an air sign. All of the air signs are associated with how we think, what we say, how we learn. It's what we speak and what we share. It's how we perceive the world, how we conceptualize information, and then how we share it in relationships, how we have conversations about what's in our head, what we've been thinking about, what we're dreaming of next. All of the air signs get us out of the physical body and into the mind, but also it opens us up to some new ways of perceiving what's possible and perceiving what we can do in the world, as well as what we can do with our own energies. So Saturn in Aquarius is an energy of where are you going next? And this could be very encouraging in a way because of how it reminds you to keep going, even after the very hard, intense Capricorn energies that could have felt like you weren't able to, travel with your power or travel with what you want to do next. It kind of had that energy of maybe being stagnant, right? Like you had to really work on some things, take care of business, tend to what was in front of you. You couldn't get out of something. There could be a lot mixed up in that Capricorn energy of responsibility for your life. And now we move into literally fresh air, the fresh air of Aquarius that is meant to open up what you have believed about your life. And I'm also hearing it as destiny, opening up to what you perceived was your destiny. Now, some people believe in destiny, some people believe in fate, some people, you know, believe in various ways that their life is meant to unfold. Of course, we always have free will. You have your personal sovereignty, you have your ability to make any choice that you want to make at any time of the day. But what we're looking at here is that there's been a lot of maturity that's been developed and gained over recent years. And what are you going to do with what you've learned? How are you going to show up in the world, understanding the uniqueness of who you are? Feeling strong in your individuality is a positive expression of Aquarian energy. It's understanding that you can be different, just like everybody else. It's understanding that you can be yourself without comparison, without looking at who's to your left or who's to your right. This is a strengthening of your individual soul essence, and it pertains to your soul mission. And so we're going to see a lot of people, starseeds, lightworkers, healers, conscious and awake people, start to step into their own unique way of being in the world. And I feel it pertains to the professional avenues that are chosen. It's almost this feeling of, I have to do something that I've always dreamed about. And now Saturn is going to help make that dream a reality based on what you have learned and discovered. Also, it's helping you see how the individual energy you bring to the world, you bring to your local community or you bring to humanity, has a place. It fits. It fits because it's unique. It fits because it's you. And there's such a desire right now, like this deep soul desire to be who you are, because there is no going back. And that's one of the really strong energies that I've been feeling, especially now that we're in 2020, but also, you know, as we've transitioned in some really powerful energies, it's almost like if you were to stop and turn around, there's nothing there. It's like you turn around and you look at where you come from and you kind of see it, or you see it and it's blurry, or it's tinted in a different color, or it's not quite something you can even touch. It's almost like if you were to reach out and grab it, it'd be like trying to reach through a cloud. You know, you can't grasp it because there's no going back to the previous energy cycles. There's only going forward. And this Saturn in Aquarius is helping you to go forward because that's what's needed now more than ever. Saturn was last in Aquarius in the early 90s, so 1991 to early 1994. And if you look back on your life, you could see what important decisions were coming up for you, what life themes were coming up. Everything that was happening for you probably required maturity, choices, a new sense of your life, a new sense of what you needed to do in the world. And now here we are about 30 years later, and we're looking at not only what is true for you now, but the reality of where humanity is at and how much the world has changed in 30 years and how much we need to not conform to outdated models that no longer serve humanity's long-term future. And so this pertains to outdated patriarchal structures, outdated power structures, outdated ways of managing the people. And that's important to note because part of the transition from Capricorn to Aquarius is that Capricorn is about the politicians, the leaders, the CEOs, those people who are in charge, who manage the bigger structures, the bigger businesses, etc. Well, we move into Aquarius, which is about the people and the public. So we're moving from, let's say, the politician to the people. We're moving into a new way of looking at, well, what do the masses have to say, or what do the people need that perhaps was not made clear previously? What does the people need right now that hasn't been taken seriously? And so this does pertain to voting. This does pertain to anything that requires community efforts or collective feedback. Of course, you can relate this to the political structures of the world, and you can relate it to different government structures. It also pertains to business models and what needs to shift in business models. Perhaps we don't have as many top-down approaches. Perhaps there isn't a vertical hierarchy of power. Perhaps this Saturn in Aquarius dismantles that to say, okay, well, we need more groups of people working together, more collective endeavors, more places where others can chime in. This is certainly an opening up to various voices that have been marginalized. This is an opening up to populations that haven't had a chance to come up to the microphone, so to speak. It's a bit like opening up a circle to allow in more chairs, more voices, more identities, more experiences. Aquarius values variety. It values that everyone is going to show up with something different to offer and share, but Saturn is going to make that real, not just talking the talk. So I feel like we're going to see some big changes unfolding over the next number of years around how people are recognized, around how we are more accepting of differences and allowing there to be more. It's not conflict. It's more about this. There's going to be more variety, I guess is the best word, to understand that this is how we all open our hearts. We open our hearts. We expand what love is. We expand what it means to be accepting of other people and to listen better, as well as speak with greater discernment and greater intention. And so Saturn does bring a seriousness to all of these parts of our lives. And that is actually how we then change the energy on the planet. Aquarius moves us forward, and Saturn shows us how to do that in a very practical, realistic manner. So I believe that we will have some serious tests to anything that the people, the collective, the masses need and want that hasn't been represented, that hasn't been spoken about or spoken up for. Other themes that we're going to see here as Saturn moves into Aquarius is we're going to take a look at the collective systems that create our society. And specifically what I mean by that will be any complex systems that move people, that contain people, that bring people together, such as airports. You look at an airport, all the various people moving around and going to different flights and destinations. This is very Aquarian. Train systems, bus systems, mass transportation, all of these systems will be tested with Saturn in Aquarius. They will be looked at. What is effective? What is working? You could relate this to other types of governmental systems, whether that is welfare, whether that is anything that supports people of different class systems, whether it supports people of different backgrounds and diversity. All this is going to be tested because Aquarius says, well, if we're all equal, how is that being reflected in society? And is it? So there's going to be tests to what is working and what is not working. Other areas that are Aquarian include shopping malls, group functions, theaters, and places where people go, places where people gather, cruise ships. You know, look at, if you just look around and say, okay, where are there a lot of people? Well, that probably relates to Aquarius energies, where people gather, how they're organized, how people move through a system, how you manage what is working, what's not working, and then the Aquarius energy brings in the new solutions and says, okay, if this is not working very well, how do we improve it? You go to the airport and let's say the baggage is taking too long to get to the planes. How do you improve the baggage system? It's these kinds of systems. It's systems within systems is Aquarius, and that's where it gets quite complicated. But it's also where we see more of the inner workings of what can be improved. We'll also be looking at different types of endeavors that include groups of people like sports, teamwork, memberships, networking, MLM, multi-level marketing companies, audiences, wherever there's an audience, group events. You get the idea, right? All of this of many people is Aquarius energies. And it's how people come together to enjoy something fun, right? Because Aquarius is about fun and gatherings and, you know, the more the merrier. And we're going to take a look at what is truly right or operating properly and then what needs to shift or change. I also think of sports stadiums or the Olympics. The Olympics are a great example of Aquarian energies. So these are all some themes to be aware of over the next number of years. Also, Aquarian themes involve technology, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, surveillance, all these smart, quote unquote, computers, right? Your smart phone, your smart television, the devices in the homes that are listening to us, all this surveillance, drones, anything that is like facial recognition. I know that some cities are testing the facial recognition software. All of this is Aquarian themes as well. It also pertains to 5G. And so how very interesting, right, that we're in this time of Saturn in Aquarius, and we're going to see the reality of these technologies and what is truly advancing us, but also what I'm feeling is a replay of Atlantis themes. And how technology can be beneficial and convenient, but how it can also do harm and create more issues and more control or power dynamics than are healthy. So Saturn in Aquarius is going to bring up some of these Atlantis themes of personal sovereignty and your own private space. And what does it mean to have your own private space versus always being watched? Or always having these devices that are talking to each other. So for example, your smartphone is able to talk to your smart TV, and they do this over a network that the human ear cannot hear. So if you're watching television and you're watching a certain show, let's say, and then a few hours later, you've left the TV room you're out in the world and you're looking at your phone, and your phone all of a sudden mentions that you were watching this television show or brings up a news story about the characters or the anything related to the topic of that television show. That's how these devices are connected. And I say this because this happened to my own phone, on my own phone. I'm like, I never Googled this or I never looked this up. But wait, my phone was in the room where I was watching this show. So take a look at how all the technology is interconnected and talking to each other, how it's recording lots of information and data on us. And I don't mean to sound like the conspiracy theory. I mean, this is all fact, but it's hidden. It's not something that that is publicly stated, or at least it's only stated through, say, whistleblowers or insiders or people who have worked in certain companies. But there's a lot of data that is being collected on us to understand how we live our lives, so that then we can be marketed to, right? For example, if you still have a Gmail account, you'll notice that you are marketed to in your email account based on what you Google, based on the emails you received. Everything is tracking us in some way, which can make you maybe a little paranoid, but it's also an understanding of what is happening in our world right now. So Saturn in Aquarius is going to bring these issues up. It's going to ask us to look at, what do I really need in my home, in my life on a daily basis? What do I really need to understand that is my business and nobody else's business? There are other platforms, for example, that are encrypted. I think it's ProtonMail, for example, that you can have an email address and not have it be tracked. There's other ways that we can move through life without being surveilled, but these are some of the themes coming up, and it only is getting more pronounced with the 5G. Now, related to all this would be the energy of science. Aquarius is about technology and science and what's being developed, you know, what's advancing us. And this can be through cloning, transhumanism, robots. It's been documented for years that military has been testing the use of combining robot functions into humans. And there's various other experiments and projects out there, of course, that are classified around how to create a better human through AI, through robotics, through these different science and technology potentials. So all of that is also part of Saturn in Aquarius and assessing these parts of our lives, the reality of where we're at now. Anything around evolution of our species is going to be coming up with Saturn in Aquarius, as well as anything out of this world. So this also brings up disclosure, aliens, ETs, anything that has been held back from the public by officials, although there are many stories out there, there's many personal accounts. I mean, there's thousands, if not millions, of people who have talked about aliens and ETs for years. Well, these are all Aquarian themes that we're going to hear more about, how we're not alone in the cosmos, how we're not alone on the planet, that the planet has had visitors for years. We're also going to see more about the Space Force and how that is. That's a very interesting project. The Space Force is kind of this big umbrella term to cover up a lot of other projects that are being handled by the military and other, you know, black ops. And the Space Force allows for more experiments and missions that officials have known about for decades, but it's not been disclosed to the public. So it's quite secretive in that, you know, it's not going to say where all the funding is going or what's exactly being done. But there's a lot here that has been kept from humanity, which doesn't mean that's a bad thing. There can be good reasons for not disclosing certain projects and missions. But we're going to hear a lot more in the coming years about what's been happening for decades and how advanced technology is beyond what we ever knew or considered. And that's all Aquarian energy, where things are moving ahead. It's the quantum physics. It's how things move ahead exponentially, because it's quite complex, right? It's the work of geniuses. But it's something that I'm just feeling intuitively that more and more people are ready or wanting to hear what's really going on. And it feels like the next number of years are going to be really important for more of this information coming out and being shared. All of this is all connected to humanity's reality as well as humanity's future. And the future is Aquarian, and Saturn is showing us where we are now. And it's showing us that we have responsibilities, we have choices to make, and how can we manage certain technologies ethically? And where is our current moral compass? And what are we doing to be aware of the consequences and ramifications of certain choices and technologies? It feels like I get the image of more people speaking up and expressing concerns. There have certainly been concerns about AI and where that can lead. And of course, AI is already in use all around us. For example, on Facebook, artificial intelligence is part of the advertising platform. If you go to place a Facebook ad, for example, it's AI that's showing you what to do or recommending what would work best. So these AI systems are already integrated around us, but it might not be publicly clear. It might be something that you have to investigate what that looks like, what that means, but it's here. And I feel like there's even people who are participating in these experiments willingly. In fact, it reminds me of a movie that came out a few years ago called Ex Machina. I'm going to say that wrong. EX and then MACHINA. I believe it's 2014, 2015. And that might be something to watch. It was a very interesting movie, but it kind of showcases how the technology can, of course, turn against us, be smarter than us, and what that means for where things are going. So keep in mind, these are all big themes that are coming up. And for a long time, it could have sounded like sci-fi, like it was stuff that was just in movies. But everything in movie is actually based on a reality and a potential. And it's how that information gets transmuted to humanity is through these movies. And so we can say that, oh, that's really crazy. That's just a movie. That will never happen. But what it's doing is it's planting a seed in your consciousness, which then plants a seed in the collective consciousness around what can be energetically created. And it works both ways, where in some realities, these things are already existing. And then it's like drip fed to us to understand what is possible and to understand what is happening. So it's a very interesting dynamic, is that when you can look at sci-fi and other types of genres as potential realities, it changes what you understand about yourself, your life, and this world that we live in. So Saturn in Aquarius is going to bring us some important things to sit with, to decide, to choose. It's going to bring up the areas of responsibility, how we're using our daily lives to create our future. I feel like it's also going to bring up some areas of ourselves that we're ready to understand and accept, because a higher principle of Aquarius is acceptance of all, allowance of all, understanding that it's needed to be yourself. You're needed to be different. You're needed to be an individual. And that's what makes humanity so beautiful and full. So it should be an interesting journey as we go through Saturn in Aquarius and we look at some of these bigger themes and systems. We look at where we're at with our own soul mission and our own soul work, and we consider, you know, what needs to shift and change. So now what I'm going to do is go through what it will mean for you based on certain astrological signs in your chart. So for example, if you have any planets or points in Aquarius, Saturn transiting across these planets over the next few years is going to bring your energetic attention to this planet. And it's going to require you to be responsible, to take some choices. It could feel like it's a lot because that conjunction to the planets in Aquarius, it brings a focal point. This can feel like a heaviness. It can feel like a pressure. It can feel like there's something that you need to do differently, or that you need to make a new choice, that you need to be very clear in how you're using your Aquarian energies. Do keep in mind that Aquarius is also connected to the people you know in the world. So it is friendships, it is networks, it is groups, it's social media. So these can also be areas of change and understanding. Is this worth my time? Is this what I want to do? Is this true for me now? So there could be some tests and understandings around friendships and the people in your life. Saturn conjunct Aquarian planets is going to bring something that you see and understand that you can't deny. Because of Saturn's ability to connect us to the real world, we can't just float away. I mean, there's something that has to be dealt with. There's something that needs to be responsibly taken care of. This is a maturing energy. This is also self-acceptance. And this is also looking at what that Aquarian planet needs right now and how Saturn is weighing on it, checking in on it. Now, a Saturn conjunction can be heavy. You know, it can feel like the weight of the world or a depression or discouragement if you haven't been using the energy responsibly. But Saturn will give you a plan. Saturn will help you construct something useful to do. So it can be very supportive in that way. And if you approach it and understand that the intention of Saturn is to say, is this working for you? If it's not working for you, then let's switch it up and do something else that is a better fit for who you are now and where you're going. I know that people can get scared and nervous about Saturn transits, but it just asks you to stand up straighter in the world. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for what you want and where you're going. And it will show you where perhaps you're ready to grow and to move forward. It's that maturing energy, right? It's stepping out of a comfort zone. And it can require you to do it on your own. That's another energy of a Saturn transit, especially a conjunction, is that there's something you have to do on your own. Rely on yourself, you know, go inward and trust that you can take the next steps and do what you need to do. But know that it's meant to strengthen you. And if you can approach it with those expectations, it can also help you understand, you know, what needs to go and what needs to be developed and what can grow next. Now, if you have planets or points in the fixed signs of Taurus, Leo, or Scorpio, this Saturn in Aquarius is going to be testing you. So if you have planets or points in Taurus or Scorpio, Saturn in Aquarius is going to create a square to those planets or points, and the square is going to be a turning point. It's going to show up as some kind of slowdown or challenge. It could be a frustration. It could be a sense of, I want to go there, but I can't. Saturn's about timing. So there's a slowdown when Saturn squares a planet, and it can feel hard and painful, I'll be honest with you. But that's because you're really meant to see something and understand it. And Saturn not only takes his time, but he gives you time. So the square to planets in Taurus and Scorpio are giving you time to assess where you've come from, what has transpired, what you've learned, what is the reality. And then the square is showing you what is weak and what needs to be let go of and what cannot go forward with you. So that can help with your expectations of what a Saturn squaring a planet does. It is a slowdown. It can feel like a challenge. It can feel like you're hitting your head against a wall, but you're meant to trust a process. And you're meant to take your time with something, which can be a pro or a con, depending on how you move through the world. But it's meant to show you what is not strong enough, what needs to go, and how you can move something forward that gets you out of a rut. See, the fixed planets don't change, don't want change. They're the most resistant to change. Until something comes along that requires change. It's the bigger universal forces. Saturn can feel like something outside of your power is requiring you to change or grow. But that means you're also ready for it, that the timing is here. Now, these themes also pertain to any planets or points you might have in Leo. Saturn in Aquarius is going to oppose the Leo energies over the next 3 years. And what that's going to do is take you out of yourself and show you the other side of the coin. The opposition to Leo planets and points is meant to be one of balance, of show you where you've been too much in the Leo and now you come more into the Aquarian energies. This is supposed to be something that helps you broaden your perspective of life and what's possible for you, but it can feel like outside challenges. The opposition can feel like a struggle. It can feel like someone or something outside of you has the authority, that is Saturn, that you're being challenged, and that can show up physically as you're being challenged by authorities, you're being challenged by your boss or by a father figure. You're being challenged, and that Leo energy likes to be in control, likes to do things its own way, likes to stick to its own path. But this is opening you up to other perspectives and other understandings. So the Leo opposition is going to require more detachment and objectivity. And it's probably going to introduce you to more people, more perspectives, more ways of seeing the world. But it is a turning point of energies. And if you feel that you're in some kind of power struggle or tug of war, stay conscious of that. Stay conscious of what the Leo energies are telling you, but what the Saturn in Aquarius energies are trying to open you up to as well. And typically with that opposition, it does take time to move through it, and it doesn't happen very often. So what you can do is look at the cycle of Saturn. Because 14 years ago, Saturn was in Leo, conjunct your Leo planets. Now here it is, 14 years later, testing what was developed or initiated or created 14 years ago. All right, so that could help you piece together some of the bigger story and show you what is working and what is not working. Now, let's take a look at if you have any planets or points in the air signs, okay? The air signs of Gemini or Libra. Well, this Saturn in Aquarius will be creating a trine to these planets or points, which is stability, solidification, support. It's like finally you could have some clarity around anything that the air signs, Gemini and Libra, want to do, want to write, speak, connect, relate, projects. This is a great and welcomed development for the planets in Gemini and Libra, because you're going to finally feel like, okay, I have a steady ground here. I have something I can rely on and count on. So this is going to be supportive, and I feel like it's going to be like, finally, finally something is connecting here. And I hope that it feels good for you and that it's like, okay, I can move forward on some stuff, and I see it now. I understand it now. I have a clearer understanding of the journey ahead. So Saturn in Aquarius trining planets or points in Gemini and Libra is going to feel like things have a foundation, there's a flow, and it can even feel peaceful. It can feel peaceful because now there is an energetic connection to what you want to build. So it can be a good time to begin a new project, to begin something that is meant for the long term, and to trust that you have a foundation for these new endeavors. And then finally, if you have any planets or points in the fire signs of Aries or Sagittarius, this Saturn in Aquarius creates a sextile, which also provides stability, flow, and connection points. It brings in something clear for you to rely upon, and it's going to help open you up to a new way to use these energies in the world, a new way to connect with people, a new way to perhaps put something out into the world. But this is also supportive of the Aries and Sagittarius planets and points, and it could feel like something clicks. This is the strong energy of independence, of doing something your own way, of trusting your own path and going on your own mission work. So that's also going to be a relief, and it could feel like finally I have something that supports what I've been working on, what's been tested. I know the path ahead. So all this is going to be really good too. Saturn traverses through Aquarius. So I hope this has given you some good insights and overview of what the Saturn and Aquarius energies are going to be bringing up for us, how we are going to be learning some very new things, how we're going to have some new choices and new responsibilities. But we've also been moving on this path for a while, and I feel like there's going to be openings here, openings up to the new people, new potentials, new pathways that resonate with you at a whole new level. That can be because of the, I feel it as like this new vibration and the new frequencies that have been downloaded and coming through. And now we have Saturn providing some clear next steps around what stays and what goes. So I hope this has been useful. And I will, of course, keep talking about Saturn in Aquarius over this podcast. We'll be looking at it as it moves through the sky over the next 3 years. And I hope it helps you pinpoint what you are mastering now and where you're also supported in the reality check of your life of what matters and what you're meant to put energy and focal points to. Thank you for joining me as always. I really appreciate your time, energy, and presence as we connect through this podcast. There are now over 500 episodes of this podcast available on Apple and on blogtalkradio.com. I've been doing this show for about 8 years now, and I am grateful that it's been supported by so many of you and that it's been beneficial to so many of you. So I'll be back on Wednesday with the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. In the meantime, you can connect with me over at mollymccord.online or at consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much, friends, and I'll see you back here soon for another episode.